إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إخوة الإسلام عباد الله، ديننا دين سمح سهل ميسر صالح ومصلح، إنه الدين القيم الذي لا يقبل الله عز وجل دينا سواه. قال الله سبحانه: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. وقال تعالى: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. وقال تعالى: ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. وفي هذه المرحلة من حياتنا نحن محتاجون لأن نعرف ديننا وأن نعرفه للناس. فيمكن أن أعنون لهذه الخطبة بعنوان: هذا ديننا. ونبينا صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال: إن الدين يسر، أي هذا الدين سهل. إن الدين يسر ولن يشاد الدين أحد إلا غلبه، فسددوا وقاربوا وأبشروا واستعينوا بالغدوة والروحة وشيء من الدلجة. ويقول الله سبحانه: ما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج. ويقول سبحانه: يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. جاء جبريل إلى نبينا صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وجلس بين يديه في صورة رجل لا يعرفه الصحابة، فسأله عن الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان، وأجابه النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عن أسئلته وهو يصدقه. سأله عن الإسلام: ما الإسلام؟ فقال: أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. هذه هي أركان الإسلام. فقال له: صدقت. ثم سأله عن الإيمان فقال: أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره. فقال له: صدقت. ثم سأله عن الإحسان فقال: أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه، فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. فقال: صدقت. وبعد أن انتهى من الأسئلة ولى جبريل عليه السلام، والصحابة لا يعرفون من هذا، فقال لهم: أتدرون من السائل؟ ثم قال: هذا جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. هذا هو الدين: الإسلام، الإيمان، الإحسان. ديننا ينقسم إلى ثلاثة أقسام: الإسلام، الإيمان، الإحسان. هذه بساطة جدا في العرض، دين لا تعقيد فيه ولا تكلف في عرضه. ومن عرف الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان بغير هذه التعريفات فقد كذب وأدخل في دين الله ما ليس منه، وجعل الناس في تعقيدات ومشكلات لا حصر لها ولا لزوم لها. فالذين يدخلون الناس في متاهات وإشكالات وتعقيدات بزعم أنهم يعلمون الناس الدين، هؤلاء كاذبون على الله سبحانه وكاذبون على رسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. ثم هذه الأقسام الثلاثة التي سمعناها: الإسلام ظاهر، شهادتان باللسان، الصلاة في أوقاتها وبأركانها وشروطها واجباتها، الزكاة كذلك، والصيام في شهر رمضان والحج، هذه أركان الإسلام. والمسلم الذي أدى هذه الأركان لا بد أن يظهر لإسلامه أثر على خلق الله، هو مسلم، ولكن من تمام إسلامه أن يسلم الناس من شره وأذاه، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. إذن هذا المسلم الذي أدى هذه الأركان الخمسة، الشهادتان والصلاة والزكاة والصيام والحج، هذا الإسلام لابد أن يظهر له أثر في الخارج، لابد أن يظهر له أثر على الناس. أقل أثر يظهر من هذا المسلم بحيث يكون مسلما حقا وصدقا أنه لا يؤذي أحدا، لا يؤذي الناس لا بلسانه ولا بيده، لا يشتم. المسلم ليس شتاما، حتى الكفار لا يشتمهم، لا يشتم الكفار ولا يسبهم. فالله عز وجل قال: ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم. المسلم لا يؤذي أحدا ولا يظلم أحدا، لا يؤذي الناس لا بلسانه ولا بيده. يقول الله سبحانه: وقولوا للناس حسنا. وقال: ولا تجادلوا أهل الكتاب إلا بالتي هي أحسن. قال: ادعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. المسلم صالح في نفسه ولا يؤذي الناس. فإذا ارتفع هذا المسلم إلى المرتبة الأعلى صار مؤمنا، والإيمان أعلى من الإسلام، فتمكن الإيمان من قلبه فأصبح حقا وصدقا يؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره، يؤمن بالله ربا ويؤمن بالله إلها معبودا بحق، ويؤمن بأسماء الله وصفاته، يؤمن بربوبية الله، بربوبيته وإلهيته وأسمائه وصفاته، ويؤمن بما يترتب على هذا من الإيمان بالملائكة والكتب والرسل، جميع الرسل، واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره. إذا دخل الإيمان قلبه يظهر له أثر في الخارج على الناس. ما هو هذا الأثر؟ المسلم لا يؤذي، المؤمن أعلى، المؤمن يأمنه الناس على دمائهم وأموالهم، يأتون له بالمال يقولون: احفظ هذا المال عندك، يأتمنونه. فالمؤمن مؤمن في نفسه والناس يأتمنونه. إذن الإسلام يترتب عليه سلام، يسلم الناس من أذاه. الإيمان يترتب عليه أمن وأمان، فالمؤمن يأمنه جيرانه ويأمنه أقاربه ويأمنه أصحابه ومعارفه، يأتمنونه على دمائهم وأموالهم. المؤمن لا يكتفي بعدم الأذية، بل إن نفعه متعدي إلى الغير، فهو نافع في نفسه ونافع لغيره. فإذا ارتقى هذا المؤمن إلى الرتبة الأعلى، رتبة الإحسان، هذا الإيمان الذي في القلب صار يقينا، كأنه يرى الله عز وجل بعيني رأسه. وإذا لم يصل لهذه الرتبة العالية، على أقل الأحوال يشعر بمراقبة الله له في جميع أحواله وأحيانه. وهذه الرتبة هي رتبة الإحسان، أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه، فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. وإذا حصل للإنسان هذه الرتبة العالية وهي الإحسان، فإنه أيضا يظهر لهذا الإحسان أثر في الخارج، وهو أنه يحسن إلى خلق الله. المسلم يسلم الناس من أذاه، المؤمن يأتمنه الناس على دمائهم وأموالهم، المحسن هو الذي يحسن إلى الآخرين، يعطيهم من ماله، يعطيهم من وقته، يعطيهم من جهده، هو يحسن إلى الناس. فهو محسن في عبادته لربه، محسن إلى خلق ربه. هذا ديننا. يقول الله سبحانه: وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين. فربنا يحب المحسنين. ما أسهل هذا الدين، وما أيسره، وما أبسط هذه القواعد، ولكنها إذا أقيمت كما يحب الله ويرضى حصل الأمن والأمان والسلامة والإسلام، وحصل الاستقرار، ولم يحصل في الأرض هذا الظلم الذي نعاني منه جميعا باسم ديننا، وديننا منه براء. ديننا لا يعرف هذه الأذية، ديننا لا يعرف الظلم للحيوان، فكيف بالإنسان؟ ديننا لا يجوز فيه أن نظلم قطة، لا يجوز أن نظلم هرة، لا يجوز أن نظلم كلبا، أن نحبس الحيوانات دون إطعام ودون أن نسقيها، هذا حرام في دين الله. فهل ديننا يجيز قتل الأبرياء والآمنين من غير المسلمين فضلا عن المسلمين؟ ديننا لا يعرف هذه الأذية، ديننا بريء من هذه الدعاوى، ديننا دين صلاح وإصلاح. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله، كم له سبحانه علينا من نعم، وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. وأعظم هذه النعم هي نعمة الدين، نعمة الإسلام. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. أعظم نعمة امتن الله بها على عباده أن هداهم للإيمان، ووفقهم لدين الإسلام، ويسر لهم أسباب الإحسان. ما أحوجنا لفهم هذا الدين فهما صحيحا، وما ينبني على هذا من التعامل مع الآخرين. وأمثل لكم بمثال قديم من أمثلة الأنبياء والمرسلين. هذا يوسف نبي الله، ابن يعقوب نبي الله، ابن إسحاق نبي الله، ابن إبراهيم خليل الله. عاش في مصر، وكانت مصر في ذلك الوقت بلدا كافرا، ملكها كافر وشعبها كافر، ومع ذلك عاش بين أهل مصر آمنا مطمئنا، مؤتمنا على الخزائن، حفظ الأمانة وأداها ولم يخن ذلك الملك الكافر، ولم يخرج عليه، ولم يقاتله، ولم يسعى لخلعه، ولم يعمل انقلابا عليه، بل عاش في مصر عادلا صالحا مصلحا ممثلا لهذا الدين أحسن تمثيل، فمات وأهل مصر يحبونه، ما كانوا يبغضونه، مع أنه يخالفهم في الملة، مع أنه موحد ومسلم ومؤمن ومحسن، لكنه عمل بالإسلام كما يحب الله ويرضى، ما خان الأمانة ولا غدر ولا سعى في ارتيل الاضطرابات والفتن، ولا قتل أحدا من أهل مصر، ولا سعى في أكل أموال الناس بالباطل بزعم أنه يجاهد أو بزعم أنه يريد أن يقيم الإسلام. الإسلام بريء من كل هذه الدعاوى التي تسمعونها في هذه الأيام. الإسلام لا يرضى الفساد والإفساد في الأرض. ديننا دين سمح، دين العدالة، دين الإنصاف، دين الأمانة، دين حفظ الأمانات. فالمؤمنون كما وصفهم الله والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون. والأنبياء لا يغدرون، لا يغدرون ولا يخونون أبدا، لا يعرفون الغدر ولا الخيانة، لا يعرفون هذه المؤامرات وهذه الاضطرابات. كونوا كما كان أنبياء الله ورسله، فهؤلاء الذين قال الله عز وجل فيهم أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداهم اقتده، هكذا يأمر الله رسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أن يمشي على نفس الخطوات وأن يسلك نفس الطريق الذي سلكه الأنبياء والرسل من قبله. ما أحوجنا لفهم ديننا فهما صحيحا، ما أحوجنا إلى أن يرى الناس منا تمثيلا صالحا لديننا، أن نكون مسلمين وأن يسلم الناس منا، أن نكون مسلمين وأن يترتب على إسلامنا سلامة للناس، أن نكون مؤمنين وأن يأمننا الناس بل يأتمنوننا، أن نكون محسنين وأن يظهر هذا الإحسان على خلق الله حتى على الحيوان، فكيف بالإنسان؟ نسأل الله عز وجل أن نكون مسلمين حقا وصدقا، وأن يوفقنا الله للإيمان الحق والصادق، وأن يجعلنا من المحسنين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم، وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم، وأقم الصلاة.
Inshallah, the first introduction to the conference will start at 3 p.m. So inshallah, we ask you all to just be patient with us while we just organize things, and give us a space inshallah, and bi'idhnillah at 2:45 inshallah we'll start seeing some pictures with Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan inshallah at 3 o'clock. The first link up is the opening for this conference with Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan. Jazakumullah khair. There's going to be also a translation inshallah in a very little while, okay?
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، first of all brothers, maybe some brothers are in rush, they have work to go to, some people are busy, so please open the way for them. As for those who want to listen to the translation of the khutbah, maybe you can fill the other side of the masjid, so you can open a way for the brothers there to leave the masjid. Jazakumullah khair. The Shaykh Hafizullah started with khutbah al-haja, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and conferring peace and blessings from Allah upon His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he started with an introduction about our religion, al-Islam. And he said that our religion, al-Islam, is an easy religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for the people and simplified it for the people. It is the straight path and it is the straight religion. Then he mentioned verses from the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The religion with Allah is Islam. And whoever chooses other than Islam as a religion, then it will not be accepted from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is the straight religion, this is the straight path, but most people do not know. So we need, as Muslims, First, to understand our religion. The first thing we need to do is to understand our religion. And the second step is to present it to the people as it truly is, as it was sent to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, this religion is easy, is made easy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anyone who intends or who attempts to take this religion to an extreme, then he will be from the losers. He will lose. Then the Shaykh Hafidhullah said, mentioned verses from the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah did not make any hardship. Allah did not bring about any hardship upon you in terms of the religion. Then he said, Allah wants ease for you. Allah doesn't want hardship. Allah wants ease for you. Then he moved to the most important topic or the most important point in this khutbah, which is the hadith that we all know about. The hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Al-Madinah, and none of the companions knew him. He came as a traveler, as a stranger, and he was in good shape. So there were no signs on him that he was a traveler, and yet no one of the companions, no one from the people of Al-Madinah knew him. So that was a means to attract their attention. So he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Al-Islam? What is Al-Iman? What is Al-Ihsan? Another questions. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered his question. So this religion represents our religion with its entirety. A simple and direct way to explain our religion. It is all what our religion stands for. So he came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, what is Al-Islam? So the religion of Al-Islam is divided into three major categories, three divisions. The first one is Al-Islam, or three levels. The first level is Al-Islam. The second level is Al-Iman. And the third level is Al-Ihsan. And anyone who defines the religion of Al-Islam, or defines Al-Iman, or defines Al-Ihsan in any other way, or any other style, or any other wording, then he has committed a lie against Allah and against the religion of Al-Islam. Because this is how the Prophet ﷺ defined Al-Islam, this is how he defined Al-Iman, this is how he defined Al-Ihsan. And anyone who comes with a new wording, trying to give some sort of, or an air of, or atmosphere of academic study, or to make things complicated for the people, or to show off, then this is not from the Sunnah, this is an innovation in the religion of Al-Islam. So he asked the Prophet ﷺ, what is Al-Islam? And the Messenger ﷺ said to him, Al-Islam is that you testify that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, and that you establish the prayer, and that you pay the zakah, and that you fast Ramadan, and that you perform pilgrimage to the sacred house if you have the means to do that. So the Muslim who performs these outward actions as they should be performed, then he has achieved Islam. And if he has really achieved Islam, then this has signs. They will show, they will reflect in his actions. And the Shaykh Hafizullah said, the Muslim, if he achieves these outward manners, the five pillars of the religion of Al-Islam, then the signs will appear in the form of being, people will be secure, people will be safe of his harm. As the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Muslimu, من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. The Muslim is the ones of whose harm the people are safe, of whose physical and verbal harm the people are safe. So if the Muslim really achieves these pillars, then this will reflect in the form of the people being safe of his harm. Then the Shaykh Hafidhullah said, so the Muslim, to be a real Muslim, he should not harm anyone. He should not cause hardship for anyone. Even, I say the Muslims and even the non-Muslims, even the animals. We shouldn't harm Muslims, we shouldn't harm non-Muslims as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And do not abuse or do not insult those who do not believe in Allah, lest they will insult Allah or they will swear at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Muslim doesn't harm anyone, The Muslim doesn't oppress any one, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directs the people, the Muslims, to say, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and speak to the people in the best manner. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنًا, and do not argue with the people of the book except in the way that is best. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنًا. Call to the way of your Lord with wisdom, hikmah. بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ, and good preaching, gentle preaching. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَةِ, and argue with them in the way that is best. So this is with regards to Al-Islam. Then the Shaykh moved to talk about Al-Iman. Jibreel asked the Prophet ﷺ, what is Al-Iman? He said that you believe in Allah and the angels, His angels, and His books, and you believe in His messengers, and you believe in the last day, and you believe in Al-Qadr, the divine decree. The divine decree, you believe in all that. Then he explained, what does it mean to say that you believe in Allah? When you believe in Allah, that means you mean in the rububiyyah, you believe in the rububiyyah of Allah. You believe in the lordship of Allah, that Allah is the creator, that Allah is the sustainer, that Allah is the one who has control over everything. So you believe in that. Second thing, you believe in the uluhiyyah of Allah, that Allah is the only one who deserves to be worshipped. Allah is the only one who has the right to be worshipped. No worship should be directed to other than Allah. And the third thing about belief in Allah is that you believe in the names and the attributes of Allah. You believe in everything and every description that Allah gave to Himself without performing, without resembling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His creation, and without denying any of His names or His attributes. So now, we said Islam, if the Muslim achieves Islam, if he truly achieves Islam, then the people will be safe from him. This is the sign for his achieving Islam. What if he achieves Iman? What is the sign for that? The sign for that is the hadith. So if Iman takes root in the heart of the person, if it establishes itself in the heart of the person, it will reflect as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, المؤمن الذي يأمنه الناس على دمائهم وأموالهم. The believer is the one who the people feel, or the people don't feel any threat from him. The people don't feel any threat from that person, from that mu'min, whether in terms of their property or their souls or their blood. So the Muslim doesn't shed the blood of others, and the Muslim doesn't take the properties of others without a legitimate justification in the religion of Al-Islam. So Al-Islam, if it is achieved, the person doesn't harm others. And if Iman is achieved, then the people will feel safe and will entrust the believer. They will reach the level of entrusting the believer with their property and with their selves and with their families. Then the Shaykh Habibullah moved to explain the highest level of the religion. Then the first level is Al-Islam. A higher level is Al-Iman, and the highest level is Al-Ihsan. If the Muslim reaches this level, then he will reach that stage where he worships Allah as if he sees Him with his own eyes. The Muslim reaches a level of Iman and certainty of Allah and His creation and His promise and His books and His angels and everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told about. He will achieve that level of Iman to the extent that he will worship Allah as if he sees Allah. Imagine that whatever you do, it is as if you see Allah with your own eyes. You are certain about Allah as if you see Him with your own eyes, as if He is in front of you and you can see Him. But if you don't achieve this highest level, then there is a lower level, which is that you worship Allah knowing for sure and bearing on mind all the time that Allah is watching you, that Allah sees you wherever you are and whatever you do. So then the Shaykh said, if this level, we said about Islam, if the person achieves Islam, truly achieves Islam, then he will not harm the people, and he will not harm even the animals. And if the person achieves Iman, then the people will feel safe from him, and they will reach the extent where they will entrust him with their money and their property and their family. What about if he achieves Ihsan? What about if he achieves ihsan? Notice, the levels of the religion are Islam, then you move to a higher level which is al-Iman, then you move to the highest level which is al-Ihsan. And their signs are three levels as well. The signs of al-Iman, you will not harm people. Then the higher level which is Iman, the sign of Iman, people will start to entrust you. They will trust you. So they will entrust you. They will feel safe when they deal with you. So they know you will not harm them in their bodies, on themselves, or their properties, or their families. And then with Ihsan, the person will move to a higher level. Even the signs will move to a higher level, which is the people will start, or this person, or this Muslim who reaches the level of Al-Ihsan, will start to sacrifice from his time, from his effort, from his life, to benefit the others. Which is Al-Ihsan, being good to the people. Giving from yourself, sacrificing your interest for the interest of the people, in that which is good. So, these are three levels of the religion, Al-Islam, Al-Iman, Al-Ihsan, and their signs are three levels. You will not harm people, people will feel safe from you and they will entrust you, and the highest level, you will be proactive. You will not wait for the people to come and entrust you. No, you will take care of their affairs. You will help them and you will sacrifice your own interest for the sake of their own. And the Shaykh mentioned the verse here as a proof, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And do or perfect your religion. And try to do your utmost with everything you do. Allah, verily Allah loves those who do their utmost. Those who reach perfection, the muhsineen. You see how our religion is simple and easy and straightforward. Allah made it easy for us. So, if we truly achieve our religion and these three levels of our religion, then people will come to know that our religion is the religion of peace, is the religion of construction, is the religion of safety and stability, and the religion of good, the religion that came with good for all the people, for all humanity, and all that oppression that is attached to the religion of Islam today in the media and on other arenas, on the political arena, or even in the social arena, or everywhere around the world, then our religion is free from all that. And even our religion doesn't allow its people to oppress even animals. Even animals. And here I would just like to make a little digression away from the khutbah of the Shaykh. One thing that I came across a couple of days ago, because people today, or the West, talk today about the rights of women, the rights of children, and the rights of even animals. And sometimes they elevate the animal above the position of human beings. They slaughter human beings, they humiliate them in different places around the world. But what do? They honor animals and dogs and donkeys. But I tell you, the Muslims, they paid attention to that even before the people of the Kuffar today. In Damascus, Dimashq, the capital of Syria today, which was the capital of the Umayyad Khilafah, the Khilafah al-Umawiyyah, they allocated a land for animals. You know, about 50, 60 years after the Hijrah, they allocated a land for animals. For animals if someone had a dog or a donkey or a cat, and he abandoned that dog or donkey or cat or left it without food or anything, they would take it and take care of it, provide it with food and provide it with shelter. And that land now is the football stadium in Damascus. It is the official playground in Damascus. And this is recorded in the books of history. So the Muslims, this is part of Islam. Now we get back to the khutbah. So our religion is free from oppression, whether to people, whether to Muslims, to non-Muslims and evil, and even to animals. So it is impermissible, clearly impermissible in our religion to kill the innocent people, to kill civilians who pose no threat to the Muslims. So our religion is the religion that is suitable to be applied, and that is applicable everywhere and at any time. And not only that, as the people say, but also there's another point, that our religion rectifies any situation. It is the remedy for any dilemma. It is the remedy for any society. It is the remedy for all the times and for all societies. Then the Shaykh concluded the first khutbah, then he stood up for the second khutbah praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said, if you try to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to enumerate them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us many graces and many bounties that we are living in them day and night. So, and the greatest grace that Allah bestowed upon us is the religion of Al-Islam. The religion of Al-Islam is the best bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever given to mankind. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Today, I have completed your religion for you. وأتممت عليكم نعمتي, and perfected my grace upon you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to completing the religion of Islam as I have perfected my grace upon you. So the graces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were perfected by completing the religion of Islam. So we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful to Him that He guided us to this religion, and He guided our hearts towards belief in Him, towards Islam, towards Iman, and towards Ihsan. We direly need today as Muslims, all individuals, all Muslims, we are in dire need to understand our religion in the correct way, in the correct manner. Then we can present it to the people, and then the whole situation will change, and the whole world will change. So we need to understand this religion, and we have to exert ourselves in this, and sacrifice, and do our best to understand this religion, and present it to the people, and then all misconceptions about Islam will be cleared. And the Shaykh Habibullah provided an example about the conduct of the Muslim, how the Muslim sticks to his religion no matter who he deals with. So if you deal with a Muslim or you deal with a kafir, then the Muslim is honest. He doesn't betray. He doesn't cheat. The Muslim has an absolute morality. So he gave the example of the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. He lived in Egypt. And the people of Egypt at that time were all kafir. They were non-Muslims. And even the leader, the king of Egypt, was what? Was a kafir. Yet, Yusuf alayhi salam, he took the, what we can call today, the ministry of commerce. He used to allocate food at the time of famine for people, and divide it, and store it. He organized all that. So he dealt with a kafir king, with the kafir people, and the people loved him, although he was a Muslim, and they were kafir. And he preached his religion, and when he died, he gave the best example. All of the people had love for him, and had love for his religion, because he was a Muslim, and he abided by that religion, and he didn't violate it. He didn't break the laws of the religion of Islam. He was what? The people of Egypt were safe. Were safe from him. He didn't harm them. He didn't betray. He didn't steal. He didn't say, they are kuffar, I can take their money. So, he did not harm them, and they were safe with regards when dealing with him, so that they entrusted him with their destiny, it was a matter of life and death. There was a famine, and they had very little food. So they entrusted him with all their food and all their money, so that he could distribute it. He could have taken it, but they entrusted it because they entrusted him. Why? Because he achieved Islam in the first place, and he achieved Iman. Then what? He was even good towards them, and he helped them in their affairs, and he used to give them advice. They used to consult him with everything. So he sacrificed from himself for the sake of the people. This is the sign of what? Of Al-Ihsan. So this is the example that is for us to follow. And he presented Islam as it should be presented. So the religion of Islam is the religion of sincerity, is the religion of truthfulness, is the religion of trust and justice towards the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the believers when He said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَعُونَ. And they are the ones who keep their words, who keep their promise, and they fulfill what they are entrusted with. And so the believers do not know betrayal, they do not cheat, and they do not do these evil acts that are attributed to Islam, today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take the example of the prophets who did not violate the religion of Islam, and they were good examples for the others. So the Shaykh Hafizullah at the end supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a correct understanding of the religion of Islam, so that we understand it as it truly is. That is what's sent to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we can convey it to the people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us achieve Islam and achieve Iman and achieve Ihsan, so that we become true Muslims, true believers, and true Muhsineen, the ones who perfect their religion, that they worship Allah as if they see Him. And if they don't say, they don't see Him, but they worship Allah, knowing all the while that He sees them. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us forgiveness and to direct us to the way that is pleasing to Him. Jazakumullah khair for listening. Barakallahu feekum.